Hi, Dr. Cliff here, wanting to share some ideas on hatred and the Swiss cheese personality. In the old days, there was something called the Swiss cheese superego. Kind of relates to this, that people would be very clear about right and wrong in some areas and very unclear in other areas. But I'm talking about the whole personality at this point, what hatred does. What happens if someone's raised in hatred? What if the whole culture and the whole country has a severe, almost inbred hatred because it's been going on so long? Even if they don't know any of the parties involved in the party where the hatred is directed at. We saw that in the World War II, in the Nazi era, and we're seeing it again. I'm thinking primarily of Jews and the way people find it convenient to utilize them as their focal point of hatred. But I'm also speaking in terms of typical families, even, where certain ideas and certain categories of people become objectified and the object of hatred. The whole system is based upon projection and unfairness, a lack of concern for right and wrong in general, a lack of concern about fair play. There are some people who don't believe in fairness. At first, I found that hard to fathom. Some people I knew pretty well. And then I realized where that comes from. If you are raised in a family, as most people are, there are some ideas in there, intergenerational ideas, that affect and distort just a simple, normal, clear point of view on what you see, what you get, on right and wrong. Here's a simpler case in point. If you're raised in a family where the stepchild is seen as an object from outside the system, and you don't embrace that person. On the contrary, that becomes institutionalized in the family. So then, when you're very young, the mother, father, think it's quite okay to reject and to expulse the person. Exclude the person. And when you're young, you just kind of buy that if that's what your mama and your papa is saying to you. You don't realize that they bought it when they were very young and they didn't realize what's even going on in their heads. What is going on in the heads of all these folks is that the distortion gets in there, gets in the way of clear thinking, gets in the way of fair thinking. So then the world is seen in an unfortunate way, in a way that does not allow them to solve problems readily. And the more hatred that there is, the more the personality is affected. The less one is able to be in touch with the inner core, with the still soft voice, with that deep part of wisdom and goodness that exists in everybody. Because it would see very clearly what's right, what's wrong, what's on, what's off. So by distorting that, that gets in the way of a clear connection to one's foundation. Some would say to one's creator, which is kind of the way I think of it, but it's also a matter of, for atheists or whatever, gets in the way of the deeper wisdom. And it causes distorted energy in the physical body, the mental body. And the whole world, or much of the world, becomes a projection of those inner evils, of those inner distortions, those inner realities. So if you're raised in a city or a culture of hatred, that's going to be very hard to break free from. It's a personality disturbance rather than just a simple anxiety or a simple psychological problem. It goes very, very deep. It's going to cause explosiveness. It's going to cause psychosis in certain respects from time to time. Or could cause homicide, suicide. Obviously, causes war, which is a cultural and worldwide psychosis and epidemic in the past. World War I, World War II, all the different wars, and now we got what we got currently. So that's a little bit of thought on hatred and the Swiss cheese personality.